Firstly, the chairman would like to apologize for his tardiness to all concerned. My calendar did indeed remind me at 3:30 I needed to move and promptly got inundated. So I apologize. It's currently 4:20 on the 9th of November. I'm calling the regular monthly meeting of the Board of South Whitby Fire EMS to order. First item would be the agenda.
I move the board approve the agenda as presented previously.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye. You need to say aye too.
Aye. Yeah. Make sure it's. Second item is the consent agenda. I had one question for the chief, and that was on fifth seat coverage. Did you have any figures for last month?
Yeah, it was 25%. I put that in the actual chief report.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so I believe it was 25%. It was either 22 or 25. I have the figures I could pull up at the executive session.
So that's both fourth and fifth seat are showing a consistent improvement, though.
It was 78%, which is up from a consistent about 55%. So, and that's still without Firefighter Hewson back and without that last seat filled. So I think that bodes well for once we have full coverage.
Chief, a question about that is what do you attribute this improvement to besides your leadership?
Well, I think it's kind of coming out of the vacation season for one thing. And I think we just have people on duty more, but we also had a good turnout for volunteer shift coverage from a couple of members. So that helped as well. A lot of those, it was getting up into six person coverage and things like that. So that's why I kind of just focused on the fourth seat this time.
One of the things that occurs during got people that have finished the or when they're EMT academy, of course, the end of it, they're coming to be right time. So they've got that motivation to be involved with EMT academy.
Well, I really don't care the reasons. I'm just glad it's occurring.
Yeah.
Do we have anyone on the Zoom call? Okay.
On the consent agenda, just more of a compliment to the staff for this financial analysis. It helps me to understand where we are and what the thought process is. So I'm assuming our financial officer is responsible for that. Mm-hmm. Atta girl. It makes it previously I'd have to go through and look at all these budget items and say, well, what's this mean? And are we, some of them you could say, yeah, it looks like we've expended it all, but we're at budget or above, but we're not going to spend any more. But with this, it really helps just to go through and understand where we are and to make sure we're not needing to adjust the budget. So good job.
Yeah, that's pretty clear package. Any further questions on the consent agenda?
Hearing none, I'll move that the board approve the consent agenda as presented to us.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item four, which is member update.
So the member update has one change to it. We had a member that was going to be doing her chief's interview this week, but came down with COVID. So that had to be pushed back. So we don't have any members to update tonight, other than next week, Ian Carter, our new mechanical, will be starting.
Well, Chief, there's no excuse for somebody having COVID to not be here. Yeah. No, seriously, that's serious stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is unfinished business. The first thing is policy 103, fiscal management. This is a second reading. Do we need to take a look at this?
Chief, I'm assuming there's no changes from the document we looked at the last meeting?
No. This is the second reading. These were the changes to our charge accounts. And I foresee in the next several months doing an additional change to eliminate charge accounts and go to credit cards. We just need a little bit more time to do that, but this will get us through until then.
So Chief, not that there's a wealth of people from the public, but at least to have this question asked, what will be the value of going to credit card from charge accounts?
So currently we have charge accounts with different vendors throughout the south end of the island. Oftentimes these kind of traditional charge accounts are done through, you're with South Whidbey. Okay, we can just put that on the account. Sometimes all they require is a signature. Even if their company's policy asks for more, or we specify more, they may or may not adhere to those policies. So what it creates is a liability for us in that someone could use the account. We don't know who it is, and they may or may not be using it in a way that we can really audit it. So many, many departments and districts, municipalities have totally eliminated charge accounts entirely and issued all members credit cards or P cards or personal credit cards. That way you can customize depending on the rank of the member or whatever it is, their charge limit. And then anything that gets charged is tied directly to an individual. So there's never a question of, who charged this. So that's really the big benefit of that, is eliminating that potential liability.
So Chief, will there be any kind of limits on these charge accounts? There's dollar limits per pay cycle.
On the credit cards?
Yeah, on the credit card.
Yeah, we would set limits on those dependent on the person's purchasing needs. Okay, but we would keep those relatively low if they didn't have any budget responsibility. We do, however, have need for firefighters to pick up things
necessary
regularly. They're grabbing something for the vehicles or, headlight or whatever the case is. We want to be able to do that.
If we're going to be making those changes, we should also go through the whole policy, I think, and just look at it. There's some things the commissioners need to decide, what we want as limits for the accounts, this kind of thing.
Exactly. Yep.
Probably need to be reviewed. So with that, do I have a motion to approve policy 103, second reading?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next thing is 2024 budget.
Okay. So with the 2024 budget, we did make some changes. We had some recommended changes from the board at the last meeting. We made those changes, which I can go over in just a moment. And so we have a newer iteration of the budget. However, we still have a couple issues to resolve before final approval and taking it to the county. What my recommendation is that we send the board via email a later version of the budget by Monday afternoon. Once we get through tonight's meeting and decide on what we want to do as far as COLAs go, and then set a meeting for next week to do a final approval of the budget.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
And that's going to be predicated on whatever, at least conceptual agreement we have for the bargaining unit as far as the salaries.
That, I don't believe we're going to have any meaningful information before next week.
So we would be able to approve to keep the county happy, mm-hmm. and then come back with whatever we
exist. We'll likely have to do a budget amendment.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's fine. That's.
Yep. That's a great question. I think that's where we're going to be. That's just not going to happen between now and then. So.
And I wouldn't want it to happen, because anytime you make a decision and you're pressed for it, it's often not the right decision.
Right. So some of the changes we made are, Chairman Towers had called out the, equipment repair budget line, having been a low figure at around $50,000. We did review the past several years of expenditures for that line and raised that to $100,000 based on previous spending. The other issue that we wanted to bring forward is what we're bringing forward tonight, which is to look at the salary matrix and decide what we want to do as far as a COLA goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conversation around that. We got that. Oh, remove the PubEd officer line, which didn't have anything on it. And then we moved a couple of items to capital expenses, which was the extrication tools and radios.
Okay.
And then we added some funds to the audit review service, as the audit is taking place in 2024, not 23.
So you're going to send out a revision on Monday, 10th, 11th, 12th, Monday the 13th,
mm-hmm.
and we need to get approval from the board for that before it goes to the commissioners. So,
and what's the limit to getting it to the county?
We need to have it to the county by the 20th. Is that what it was? Monday the 20th? Yeah. Monday the 20th. So we really need to have the meeting next week.
So yeah. We approve. This is a procedural process, so we don't need two readings or whatever, correct? Prove it one time.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not available Wednesday and Friday next week, but other than that, I'm available. I don't know what Commissioner Erickson's availability is going to be. I don't think she's on, is she?
I think she's in town, because I spoke with her just prior to the meeting and mm-hmm. ran this idea by her, and she sounded good to her.
Okay.
I might suggest, I have a meeting at 7:00, a volunteer officer meeting at 7 on Thursday, but we could do it before that. We could shoot for another 4:00 on that Thursday, the 16th.
That would work for me. Yeah.
1 week from today.
Now, you were originally saying Monday, but if you do it on Thursday, it gives you a little more time.
No, we'll send out.
I'll send the budget to you to
have plenty of time to look it over and make sure you're comfortable with everything.
So this would be 16th board meeting for approval.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's okay, but I'll verify and let you know.
And then I'll check with Commissioner Erickson and make sure she's good with that as well. And we're talking 1600 is working for you too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. department patch.
So I presented to the board a proposed patch that I had worked with the branding committee on. We had a couple of different versions that we looked at. Can you? Oh, here we go. Look at this guy go. So I made some changes to the patch. Can you flip back to the one we did before? To kind of, I guess, chill it out a little bit. So if you look at this is the one we presented before, and take a look at the size of the boat, at the hill to the left of it, and the intensity of the colors in the flag. Now flip to the next one. You see the boat is smaller, so it's less kind of in your face. I added some texture to the hills, and I took the blue color actually out of the color of the sea, so that's a lot darker blue. And then I took a darker tone of the red and also fixed the flags on the boat so that it looks like the American flag. So this is a sort of a, I thought quite a bit about, and talked to some folks about, you know, ways we could make it look a little bit less kind of busy, I suppose. And so those were the changes that I had made based on the recommendations of the branding committee. Now, so there's that one. I did another one that's basically this with the regular blue sky. And the biggest difference with both of these from the existing patch, obviously, is the flag on this one, but is the two logos. If you look at the lectern, you'll see a Star of Life and a Maltese cross, and it's pretty kind of busy. So either way, this one kind of took those out and made it a little bit less busy in that regard.
Well, my two cents on it, it's still way too busy. The old one that we have, if you take the the Maltese cross and the other thing of life, that says who we are. The flag overwhelms it. In sales, it's the art of the message and the art of the possible. What we always want to present in everything we do is what we do and how we do it. Having said that, you know, if the troops want to have a busy thing with a rendition of the flag, I'm not going to stand in the way of it. But if I had any control over it, I would say modify what you have, because the colors on our existing patch, if you take those two, the red mm-hmm. and the dark blue, and maybe the boat might be a little bigger, but the colors are real positive colors on that. But again, if it's what the people want, I'm not going to stand in the way. I would not do it if I were in charge.
Mr. Chairman, thoughts?
I'm fine with the new patch. If that's, you know, I think the big thing is that the members like it in the branding committee. You know, that's the whole point of having the branding committee, is to mm-hmm. give them a chance at some input on this. So I'm quite amenable to the new patch, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is we have support from Chairman Towers. Commissioner Noblet, it's not your favorite, but
I'm extremely ambivalent. But if the troops want it, I mean, if I were voting, if I were in charge, it wouldn't happen. But if the troops want it, then, you know, who is it for me to stand in the way?
Okay, fair enough. Okay. It is indeed. I've gone back and forth with the branding committee quite a bit and looking at, you know, different ideas, and they really do like this and are excited about it.
If they're excited, I'm excited.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the new patch?
So moved with reservations.
Seconded.
Without reservation.
Without reservation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next one is the new business. And the first thing is the wage matrix salary increase.
Okay, so
Chief Dilley, can you pull this up on the screen?
Or you guys have it in front of you. So for the annual budgeting process, we typically will, the board will approve a cost of living increase. Mm-hmm. What we have done the last couple of years, to my knowledge, is to use the Seattle CPI, which is typically a little bit higher than the federal COLA. What's technically called out in the policy is federal COLA.
Okay.
What we have pulled up and what you have sent out in front of you is looking at the federal COLA for this year, and that is a cost of living increase of 3.2%. If we look at versus Seattle CPI, W, August to August is 5.1%. Like I said, historically, the last several years, it sounds like, have used CPI, Seattle CPI, which is the higher amount. So I put it to the board to say, which direction would you like us to go in presenting the budget for 2024?
Well, Seattle CPI is going to be closer reflect the CPI on Whidbey Island.
Correct.
The national is deflated because we, I mean, Oklahoma and other places like that, yeah, CPI is probably half of what it is here, but that has no bearing on us. We have what's here on South Whidbey. So my two cents are we go with Seattle and continue with it.
I'm amenable to going with the Seattle, and we probably should change our policies on that.
Okay. Well, we will for now put that forward in the budget on Monday with the Seattle update, and look at doing that for the future, changing the policy to reflect that.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. So... you're going to redo this matrix, and we'll deal with that on Thursday.
As part of the budget process. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
And then wage matrix salary increase standards that we've talked about. Okay. The next item on the agenda is policy 1007.
So policy 1007 is the position descriptions. As we've talked, as I've talked to the board about for
but we can approve it to this year. We'll have to rewrite that.
So policy 1007 is the position descriptions, as we talked about previously. Some of those I would like to propose we rewrite, particularly adding a little bit more generality. We have two ways we can go with the chief's positions, for instance, with the division chief positions, deputy chief positions. We have a couple of very specific positions which have existed, but nothing was written in for a situation where we go outside of that. The deputy chief of resource position, for instance, is a very specific position and isn't necessarily very common for an agency our size, but it's the only kind of option that we have other than deputy chief of training. We only have a division chief of EMS. We don't actually have a division chief of training position description. So it kind of handcuffs us in what we can do. And what we would like to be able to do, especially in today's market of, you know, of hiring these positions, is to look at the candidates, select the best candidate, hire for attitude and skill set, and take advantage of the skills that they bring. So some folks are going to come with a strong training background and inclination. Some folks would come with a strong background in prevention, for instance, to either A, have a bunch of job descriptions so we can plug them in where we need them, or B, make them more generalized so that we have more flexibility. And to me, it's easier to give us the flexibility to assign them as needed. Now, one of the issues with the rewrite of the policy, and the reason that I did not bring the actually rewritten policy forward today, is the entire policy is written starting with the preamble to say they're going to be very specific position descriptions. That said, it's going to be a larger rewrite.
Yeah. Personally, I would favor going to the more general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so long as it doesn't get us into situations where people feel that anything that isn't specifically mentioned is not on a part of their job description. That's the sort of possible downside of it.
Right.
But I would recommend looking at it as a more general. Commissioner LeBlay?
I concur 100% in everything that our chairman has said. We need to give staff, you, the most flexibility to make sure these positions are filled with the best candidates. So
okay.
Kudos to going that direction.
So you're proposing probably bringing a rewrite on that policy at the next meet or next regular meeting?
Yeah. At least start working through the process of it. I think it merits taking some time on it.
Yeah, if you need to address it in January, I don't think the world will stop rotating if we don't have it in December.
Okay. Next item on here is the finance officer annual review, and I think that should be done in executive session.
Okay.
And then the final piece of new business is the surplus items. I think it would be very good to get some of this surplus equipment sold and off of our books and out of our parking lots.
Yeah.
The Dali, I would like to see that retained until we've got a decision on what our fleet size is going to be and how we're going to be sort of geared up going forward. Because right now we've got 8 engines and 6 stations. If you feel comfortable with one reserve engine, then I would be okay with the Dali being surplus now. But, you know, I would be more comfortable if we'd, and hopefully we're going to get to that either this week or the next planning session, how big our fleet's likely to be.
Right.
Is this Darley a unit, assuming it's serviceable right now, operational?
It is, yeah. I mean, we can hang on to it. I guess where we're at on it, we have had some units go out of service, is we have a reserve engine. We also have several stations with staffing that doesn't truly necessitate having two apparatus. And so we do have the capability to reducing a station down to a tender with pumping capability from a tender and an engine without a big impact on our operations.
I'll leave it to our chairman and you as to which way to go on that. Obviously, you brought it forward to want to surplus the Darley, and you would not be recommending it if you felt there would be any adverse effect on our readiness.
Yeah, but we can go either way on it. Does Deputy Chief Knight, you have any thoughts on that aspect of the fleet? And you're going to need to talk into the mic. We have some folks on.
Yeah, I was the one that recommended that we surplus the Darley. It's the one that's actually, it's for one thing, it's kind of the oddball of the fleet.
It is.
And it's kind of a unique bird. And I think in general, one reserve meets our needs. I mean, we had an exceptional time the last couple of weeks where we had more than one engine down. But as Chief Walsh pointed out, we still have a tender at those stations. So it isn't like there's no firefighting capability, even when we had a station that was lacking an engine for a couple of days. So we've all seen, those of us that have been in this business, we've all seen a tender be first in on a structure fire. And while it's not optimum, it gets some firefighting started. They're set up to do that. They don't have all the tools, but they have the initial attack tools of being able to get have SCBA for the firefighters and to have a line to pull.
I think we've got SCBAs on all the tenders now, yep, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the thought. As long as we have some kind of firefighting apparatus in the station, it's still a fairly functional station. And in so many of our stations now, other than the ones that are staffed, it's going to be an either or situation. We're either going to get an engine out the door, or we're going to get a tender out the door anyway. We're not going to get them both.
Okay. I'm persuaded.
Okay.
It's certainly an oddball, and I know it's had its challenges in keeping it maintained. And the firehorse tender, I know the idea was originally that would become a potable water truck, but we've never funded it, and it's never happened. So. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you had mentioned the idea of making that into a potable water truck.
That was a thought when it was retained originally.
Yeah, been down that attempted to go down that road, and the certification requirements on a potable water truck are significantly more difficult than a fire department water tender. And that's...
And it was going to require quite a bit of modification.
Yeah, require a lot of modifications, and then keeping it certified on a regular basis for potable water. That's a huge task, and I don't know that that's part of our mission.
No, I'm not particularly supporting that. It's just that was the thinking when that tender got retained. And we also have a firehorse tender, which I think is still on our books, which the port has, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yep.
Is the intent to transfer ownership of that?
I'd like to. I don't think there's a lot of value to it at this point. It's in pretty poor repair.
There's no value to it, and I don't think we'd want it back. Having seen the condition that it's in.
yeah.
It's... pretty sad. I'd like to see that transferred off of our books.
Okay, we can look into that.
I don't see any advantage in us retaining ownership. Hopefully, yes.
So it sounds like that's something that needs to be resolved if we have equipment that's at the port and they're using it, or
yeah, it's on permanent loan, so we just need to get it off the books. The idea was we could press it into service if needed, but it's not going to happen.
I don't believe it's serviceable currently.
Right. Yeah.
So is it the same vintage as this 91 model that we are going to surplus? Because if so, that's
they're pretty much twins.
Can't get parts.
No.
Well, we might get a reasonable price for the Firehorse that's out at the Station 3-5.
$500?
You know, I think the contractors will be very interested in that one.
Yeah.
The other one, I don't think we could give it away to a contractor.
Well, the seats are box seats. So wooden boxes. I don't think there's any seatbelt safety features any longer.
So Chief, with all of this equipment, before we put them out to surplus and leave our hands, we remove any reference to South Whidbey Fire and EMS on them?
Yeah, we'll peel the stickers off.
Good.
Yeah. And remove whatever is of value to us.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2023-07?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any announcements?
Yeah, so I have a few announcements. I'll just recite out of upcoming events, which is in the consent packet. But the strategic planning session, of course, is going to be this Saturday at 10 o'clock here. We have Captain Gideon is going to represent the volunteer side of the house, and it sounds like Lieutenant Kalahiki will be representing our paid staff as well to help out in that process. We originally had another lieutenant who was meant to be here, but he's on a hunting trip, so he's not gonna be able to make it.
Something about priorities,
right? Yeah, he's got to get away, he's a busy guy. So we have an open house this Sunday as well. So the staff did a really good job putting that together. Cat Crow, I know, has done a lot of work on that. And she's got the electric company coming and also the streets department. And so they're going to be here presenting some safety features and a lot of other folks. So it should be a really good event. Santa Sleigh is coming up here, 12/7 through 12/9. That's a month out, but that's always a exciting event and a big favorite of the public. And then our Christmas party is on the 16th. So other than that, we also have our new mechanics starting next Wednesday. And so we got to have a welcome coffee and some donuts and stuff here that morning from about 7 o'clock to 8:30. If anybody can make it from the staff or commissioners. And yeah, those are the announcements that I have.
Okay. Any comments from the commissioners?
Well, just a compliment for the, we had the Halloween function up here on the hill, and it's what's a trunk and treat. And it was a good time for all. I know the kids that were there and some adults that were dressed up as kids. Everybody's having a good time, and I think that's great. It's not, that's what creates esprit de corps with the public, with when they see that in the engagement that we have. So I'd like to say my hat's off to everybody that put it together.
Okay. Next thing would be executive session. This is to deal with collective bargaining and personnel issues. It's currently 5 o'clock, 5:01. I'm going to suggest that we give ourselves at least an hour for this because there's quite a lot of ground to cover.
Okay.
We will reconvene at 6:01.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to start it at 30 minutes and see where we end up? Just in case?
We can give it a go.
I don't know. Just in case. We might cover it. I don't know.
And if we don't, the chairman has to get his exercise. And if we do, we all get our exercise.
There you go.
Okay. We'll go for 30 minutes then, and we'll be back in session at 5:32 and see how we're doing.
Okay.
It's currently 17:34 on 9th of November. The board is coming out of executive session, but we'll be going back into executive session for another half hour, which would be completing at 18:05. It's 18:05 on the 9th of November, calling the meeting of the South Whidbey Fire EMS Board back into session. We've completed our executive session. There was nothing to report from the collective bargaining on the financial officer's review. We've discussed a 2% or a one step pay raise from date of performance review. This would be granted to be paid at the end of the finance officer's employment with us, subject to exemplary performance. Do I have a motion from the commissioners to approve this?
So moved as stated.
I will second the motion.
Okay, and all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, I think that completes our business for this evening.
Let's go home.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Let's go home. Dinner's on the table.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cypress too.
I was going to say, Cypress voting in on that?
Very loudly and clearly.
Okay. We'll see everyone at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I will make certain I am on time.
I was thinking it was the...
Thanks, everyone. Bye.